After teens get their driver's license, often another rite of passage soon follows. Their first car crash. In fact, car accidents are the leading cause of death for teens. One pediatrician at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says she has a better way to ensure that new drivers are really ready before they get behind the wheel. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports.
When you're ready, you just need to put the car into drive and go.
I'm behind the wheel, doing my best to merge onto a highway with cars speeding past at 75 miles per hour. But I'm not actually moving. And that's the way CHOP's Flora Winston wants it.
Why do we have to put them at risk on the road? Right? Might as well just check it out here where it's safe. We're in a building. Nobody's going to get hurt.
Winston is a pediatrician who also trained as an engineer and says too often people just assume car crashes are inevitable.
1 in 5 teens have a crash in the first year that they're licensed. If there were any other disease like that, we would all be doing something about it.
Winston's simulator looks a bit like an elaborate arcade game. 3 flat-screen monitors show an expansive 160-degree view. Like any car, the console has air vents and a radio. Though very modern, the steering wheel sports the logo from Pontiac, which shut down 6 years ago. It's not as visually sophisticated as driving video games, but it does feel very real. Sky Miller, a Drexel student who's helping run the simulations, says almost any imaginable scenario can be programmed.
There are ones that have deer coming across the road, and bicyclists or crazy kids running in front of cars, and any scenario, really.
That's a key advantage for the simulator. On a typical practice drive with parents, teens might encounter tricky scenarios only occasionally. But in the safety of an 11th floor office building, Winston throws dozens of hazards at new drivers.
We intentionally make things happen 22 times in the span of a half an hour.
Video cameras, sensors, and other equipment monitor how young drivers handle each challenge. Eye trackers, for instance, follow where they're looking to see if they're scanning the road ahead.
Every aspect of how much you sped up, slowed down, your brake pressure, how much you veered in the lanes, all of that is being captured.
10 minutes after a drive, teens get a report of how they did.
We give them a printout, much like after an EKG, you get a printout of how your heart was. In this situation, we say, okay, here are the scenarios where you had problems. These are the specific skills that you did wrong, so it's actually diagnosing driving.
In a recent study, Winston had 21 teens and 17 adults run through the simulator. Even though the kids all had licenses, they scored much worse than the adults. 43% crashed at least once, compared to 29% of adults.
Mostly the reason why teens crash is because they're inexperienced and they don't have the skills. Their parents let them drive before they were ready to.
Winston says the simulator assessment could help with that and indicate when new drivers are ready to hit the road. But clearly, lots of adults make mistakes too. Bad adult drivers, Winston says.
They're just teens who didn't really learn how to drive completely.
A recent participant, for example, had a revelation after driving on the simulator.
After going through it, he was like, wow, I went through exactly the scenario I had a crash in a month ago, and now I know why.
Compared to teens, adult crashes more frequently involve alcohol. Distractions such as texting, Winston says, are bad for both, but can be worse for adolescents.
So with adults, they may be doing some of those other things. I don't condone it, but they might be doing it. But they've got really good skills and they have a lot of experience. So they have the muscle memory to know what to do in a certain situation. Teens just don't have that.
Building up those basic skills, she says, is the key to crash prevention. So how did I do? Back in the simulator room, Winston shows me my videos.
This is looking at your hands on the steering wheel. You have nice position on the steering wheel. And then your foot on the brake, your heels down nicely, and you're going back and forth between the throttle and the brake.
I had good mechanics, but wasn't perfect.
So when you actually first started driving, you may not have noticed, but you had a near crash coming onto the road. So if you want to just see.
Okay.
In the very beginning. A lot of people don't look at their blind spots initially, and so it's a lot of very fast traffic. This is an incredibly difficult situation to be able to come onto the road.
Winston's dream is to open driving clinics so that anyone can get this kind of feedback. Within a few years, she says, it might be a reality. As for me, I'll be extra careful to check my blind spots. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.